APR 2019-002761, Cartesian Surveys agent for Faisal Qassam, care of Qassam Land Acquisition 9 LLC. This is for all of a portion, all or a portion of BA 11 and 12, Block 26, Tract A, Unit B, zoned NRBP, located on Modesto Drive between Obsidian Street Northeast and San Pedro Drive. And I'm guessing this is you again, Ryan?
No, it's Denise King.
Oh, it's Denise. Excellent. Denise, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth on this case?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Please lay out your case for us.
All right. A site plan was submitted and was scheduled to be heard today, but was deferred to the DRB meeting on April 14th for the same area. Mm-hmm. We are here today to eliminate the two lot lines between the three existing lots, hence creating one lot. Also to dedicate the right-of-way of Modesto, as is typical of the North Albuquerque acre lots, and then relocating gas line and water lines, hence vacating existing easements and granting new easements, those new locations. And that's my spiel for now. And I do believe Michael Voss and Jim Stroger are here from Consensus help if needed.
Okay. Thank you. And do we have any members of the public signed up to comment on this? If anybody would like to speak, please raise your hand or just speak out. I am not seeing anyone. So let's go through board comments.
Sure. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So regarding the platting action, there's a couple items necessary. We're working on the availability statement for this. And the first that we had seen the, utility plan in terms of the alignment through the site. We had quite a lengthy discussion about that yesterday in terms of how to handle that. We are still reviewing that. Upon approval of the alignment of the water line, we'll need to see that as a public water easement. And I bring that up because we are not 100% confident that we're going to approve it as currently shown where it's running through the site. So that would require both updates to the site plan in terms of utility plan and possibly updates in terms of the easement location for the public water line running through the site. For sewer, there's concern. We don't show a public sewer line to the south on our mapping. And so that's where the sewer is shown going. So we need that clarified. As it relates to the platting action, that sewer connection appears to venture off-site onto the neighboring property to the south and then connect with a depicted existing sewer main. And we'll need to see some sort of easement, either private or public easement, that would allow for that connection. Similarly for the water, the drawings we have do not depict an easement depicting the water connection where the water connection goes offsite to the south and then ties in with that existing water main to the south. So I think that's the big items. Again, we are working on that availability statement in terms of getting that out. And I think as you're already aware and already showing the utility plan, there will be frontage improvements required along Modesto. So that's included. We did review the infrastructure list and as it's currently aligned, I think we're happy with the things that are included on there. And I think that is it at this time. There's some items we're working on in terms of making sure we're okay with that. So we need to wrap up the availability statement and get our internal approval of the alignment before we can approve this to move forward. Thank you. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Okay. This is Maggie Gould. It looks like code enforcement has reviewed this project and has no objections or comments. So let's hear from Parks then, please.
This is Cheryl Smurfelt with Parks and Rec. No comments or objections.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Stormy Hill, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of February 25th, 2021. We have no objection.
Excellent. Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Sidewalk and curb are required along street frontage with required width according to street classification. Provide a cross-section showing these roadway improvements. Ensure minimum street width is met starting at the 90-degree turn and also ensure that a minimum 75-foot centerline radius for that 90-degree curve can be met. A street light shall be required at the 90-degree turn, and an infrastructure list shall be needed. I did note that some of these comments are being somewhat addressed as part of the site plan stages, although I don't have a cross section yet or I'm not definite on the roadway alignment, but typically we do ask for an infrastructure list to be tied to the plat in this case rather than the site plan, but I will leave that up to the board as to which way they would like to go. And last but not least, you can just go ahead and ignore my comment number 4 that I emailed out, just because I realize we're also reviewing the site plan and there's no TCL required. Thank you.
Okay. Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We need the application number on the plat to be corrected. We need the DXF file approval email from Aegis prior to final sign off from planning. We need New Mexico Gas Company's utility signature obtained on the plat prior to distribution of the plat for DRB e-signatures. You get all the other utility company signatures, so you're pretty good there. And I did not see justification for vacating the public easements in the application submittal. So that will need to be provided.
Okay, thank you. This is Maggie Gould again. It sounds like there are water authority issues that need to be addressed before we can take any action on this. Based on what needs to happen, either Mr. Carter or the applicant, how much time do you think you will need to address the things that need to be addressed? I am so sorry.
This is Blaine with the Water Authority. I'm thinking in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 weeks. 3 weeks, I think, being aggressive, 4 weeks being a little more realistic. The availability statement was about ready to be issued, and then we got the utility plan for discussion issues. So I think we're looking at about 3 weeks on that, and then I think we had to add in a conversation to confirm the alignment with our operations group. So that's why I'm thinking 4 weeks may be more appropriate in this case. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Does the applicant have any comment on that?
No, I don't think so. We are working with a New Mexico Gas Company on getting their signature also. Wanted to add that note.
Okay.
Yes, so this is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. And I guess since we have a site plan application that is in for review for the same property, if it makes sense to just defer this 2 weeks to be heard together with the site plan on the 14th, just to keep them running concurrently, potentially. That would make sense to me.
So this is Maggie Gould. That I will leave that to the pleasure of the board. I think it is nice when we keep things together. I think it's easier for us to keep our comments going. It sounds like, however, that's gonna be more of a check-in because it sounds like Water Authority is gonna need additional time. So if Water Authority is okay with that 2 week deferral, noting that it will basically be a conversation rather than something where we can take action.
Just blame for the Water Authority. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So then is there a motion to defer item 20, PR 2019-002761 to the meeting of April 14th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Do we have a second?
Carol Summerfield, Parks and Rec, second.
Thank you, please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Carol Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Starmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for planning. I approve. There is a consensus vote to defer item number 20, PR 2019-002761, to the meeting of April 14th. Thank you.